Ladies and gentlemen, we thought they would never survive. We thought they would crash and burn. Well, they did. But they still managed to fill 50 episodes. 50 episodes of bad jokes, toilet humor, and of course, Jesus's world. Get ready, we are about to go live with On the Potty, episode 50.
Thanks very much. That's fine. He's a potty-less man.
Why is that?
It's like this. There's Roger, he's smoking.
Top five.
We're about to start.
Welcome. You can help us.
I'm basically just a rating fan.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the address?
www.ccc.com.
Captain Boss! Time Traveler! Yes.
Race out.
Going global. Welcome to On the Potty. With Dave and Dan.
Incredible.
There you go.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Can I just say, bad jokes, toilet humour, and Jesus' word.
That's what we're on about here on the potty.
Bad jokes, toilet humour, and Jesus' word.
And talking with each other at the same time. Well, David, welcome to the 50th episode.
Bad jokes are okay. Okay. We actually like, how good was the dad joke song?
Oh,
one of the best.
We should make. Have I said this?
Yeah, we've talked about this a whole bunch of times.
Have I talked about it on the potty?
No.
We should make. Let's not do it.
No, Dark Glass has already started
doing a song.
Oh,
the songs.
Oh, he's compiling them all. He's ripping them from all the
episodes.
Yeah.
We'll put out an album.
A megamix.
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon we burn them.
Potty megamix.
There you go. Well, people can listen. Bad jokes are okay. We've tried to cut down on the toilet humour.
We tried.
But Jesus' word, how good was episode... Have you listened to episode 49?
I started listening at the beginning of it.
It was probably the most jam-packed one with Jesus' word.
Yeah.
There were some people that were encouraged by it, so we hope that you heard it and were encouraged by listening to John 18, 19 and 20. And we hope that you had a good Easter and that you reflected on what Jesus did in his death and resurrection. I'm Dave Myers.
I'm Dan Godden.
And we're on the potty, and this is number 50.
It is number 50. But can you believe it? Half a century.
A quarter of two centuries. A tenth of 500.
Yeah, 500 centuries. No, 5 centuries.
Yeah, a tenth of 5 centuries.
There you go.
To the square root
Welcome
of two.
Welcome to the tenth of 5 centuries episode of
Yeah,
the
that's
potty.
What we're on about here. Maths. Wait, you had some big news in the last week.
No, you had huge news, didn't you? I did have big news.
He just spat in my mouth. That is the third time in the last week that's happened.
From me?
No. There was a guy at church. I won't say which day because he might... I won't say what gender because this person might remember their gender and happens to be listening. Like three times that person got me.
In the mouth.
Someone got me earlier today and you just got me now.
I just got you now. Well, yep. It's like you just kissed us. I have got huge news. How huge, you may ask?
How huge? Can I ask how huge?
You can.
Okay, how huge?
Well, let me tell you, David. I'm a man who does not...
You're a man? All this time I thought you're a woman. I was trying to pick you up. I thought you're a woman.
That's why you kept touching me.
I
am not a man. I'm a man who resists change.
You're a change resistor.
I'm a change resistor.
That's what we call them here in the industry, change resistors.
That's right. And for a long time, my allegiances have lain?
And laid. And lit.
With Brute deodorant.
Early 90s.
Well, this morning, I went to the shops, and I went, you know what? I'm going to break out of the Brute.
Break out of the Brute? What did you do when you broke out of the Brute?
I went for Lynx Dry.
Oh, is it dry?
It is. Click. Lynx Dry Click, 24-hour antiperspirant deodorant.
You just spat all over it.
I know,
you basically, did a deodorant-like type of activity
out
with
of
your
mouth
to the deodorant.
That's right. Now, I put in a challenge out there, potty listeners, men, or women who like men's deodorant. I'm going to go a week with Lynx Dry, and then at the end, by the next potty, you send in what you think about it. I'll tell everybody what I think about Lynx. We're doing product testing, right?
Yeah, product testing.
So, by the next... Real potty, not the fat potties.
Yeah.
Real potty.
Which will be a couple of weeks because I'll be away and we'll be holidays and all that.
I'll have my verdict. Send in your verdicts. If you try Lynx Dry, the click flavour. Do you call them flavours?
You call them flavour.
Flavour.
They call it flavour.
Well, if you get the click flavour, then you can have a smell.
Scent.
Tell us what...
Click scent.
Can I just tell you?
Spray it.
I haven't sprayed it yet.
Are you cereal?
Yep. This is a virgin spray.
Oh. Spray it.
All right.
No, do it into the air.
Oh.
Go back to brute. That's better than brute.
It's a bit cheeky.
I was on Lynx years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. I changed to...
It wasn't antiperspirant back then.
Yeah, well, 4 or 5 years ago, I changed to Rexona Forces. Haven't looked back.
Really?
Haven't looked back. Lynx used to make my arms, like, itch. Like, burn.
Yeah.
Alcoholic burn. Tasted nice.
Me and my mates used to get... I was going to say that word again. I've got a problem with
this. Hey, remember that time in the last 50 episodes?
Do you remember all that? Do you remember what he said?
Then they said we wouldn't make it. And we didn't.
Yeah.
Crash and burn.
That was great.
Bad jokes, toilet humor, well, Jesus.
Not only has it been a huge week in
not
the
only has
news
it been a huge week
deodorant.
In the news of deodorant.
We've had a big week.
Stop it. Remember, I used to do this all the time.
I know. You're doing it because you're tired.
I haven't really slept in the last few days.
Neither have I. But we've had a huge week. The potty.
International.
You know how we said we were going global? It took us 50 episodes.
It took us 50 episodes.
But we're there now.
Yeah. We've got Dustin T. He's in Canada.
Yeah.
We've actually got a few overseas listeners, but not many of them talk to us.
Tell us about big things that have happened for the potty.
Well, for the potty
this week.
It was a week or so ago, like a week ago.
At the end of it, I've got a disclaimer. Something.
SimplyYouthMinistry.com. They have a podcast which is sort of for youth ministers. Lots of funny stuff. It's actually helpful. They answer questions and they're really good stuff. Anyway, that was a year ago. They started just before ours, and I'd sort of thought about podcasting, but it was sort of the final thing that made me think, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I floated the idea with some people and thought Dan would be fun to do it with. So anyway, they're one of the reasons why we started. And I thought, I'll wait. I never sent a letter into them. And recently I got broadband, so I now watch their show.
Yeah,
They have a vodcast. And I sent a letter in that I knew was good enough to be read out.
What did it say?
Oh, it basically said, look, we're coming up to our first birthday. I was just really witty with my language and my writing and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
What a champ.
And anyway, I said where I'm from and et cetera. And Doug Fields, who's like this youth ministry legend, he picks it up. He starts reading it. He pronounced Irina, something like that. And anyway, starts pronouncing it. But then someone sidetracked him. And now towards the end of the episode, he passed it to a girl to go, and she was supposed to go read it out. But pretty much they finished the episode, and my guess is they'll never read that letter. It would have been big ratings, because it would have been big ratings. But anyway, they said my name. They said Central Coast Evangelical Church, Irina. But that was about it, and it was sort of muffled. But it was one of those almosts. Bad enough that if someone goes and Googles my name,
they'll find the potty. That's incredible.
Well, you've got some news too, haven't you?
Oh, they have. Now, we've put up on our website the
www.ccsyouth.com.
Doctor Who versus Darth Vader song.
We've got some new websites.
Do we?
Podcast.ccsyouth.com.
Ah.
Just if you want to just go straight to the podcast rather than seeing the other things,
yeah.
Hit that in. We've got a few others I might tell you about later if I remember. If not, tell us about what's been posted.
So we had posted Doctor Who versus Darth Vader.
Mm.
Well,
got some good hittage in a short time. It's 120 odd hits.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, let me tell you something. No longer.
Tell us something.
I will. This weekend, Doctor Who versus Darth Vader got broadcast or played to 2,500
people.
In Katoomba. At Katoomba Easter Convention. I got a chance to get up and play the song.
Katoomba Idol, wasn't it?
It was Katoomba Idol.
Easter Convention Idol.
IDLE rather than IDOL.
Ah, because you just stood there and did nothing?
Yeah.
Was there anyone that just stood there and went?
No, it's supposed to be because if you were bored, you had nothing to do.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you do nothing.
But anyway, I got to get up on stage, and I got 2,500 people singing Doctor Who, yeah. It was great. And I should have said, while you're on the net, check out on the potty at ccsyouth.com.
Would have been a good opportunity.
It would have been. But a part of that, while I was there, I met this, I just was walked up to someone, and I said, oh, one of the guys who were playing in the band, and I said, look, I'm looking to find a guitar, and he said, are you Dan from On The Potty with David
Are you surreal?
I am. Surreal. I am serial.
Are you surreal?
I am.
Are you abstract?
So, a big shout out to Corky, if he gets a chance to listen to this.
Corky, what's his name?
Oh, I don't
know. Is he an East Convention regular?
Yeah, yeah.
Does Adrian know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He plays bass.
I can sort of picture him. Anyway, shout out to Corky. If you're listening,
yeah,
we will send you, I don't know.
Anything.
A free Gmail account. Free Gmail.
Yeah, we'll send you free.
You just send us an email, Corky.
ccc@gmail.com
and just say free Gmail, baby, and we will give you a Gmail account.
And we'll talk
gratis.
About you. We'll talk about
we'll
you.
Talk about you every week for 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good competition to win.
Yeah.
That's what we should start doing as prizes. Because we
every week for 5 weeks. Tell you someone we've promised for a long time we're going to talk about and we never
Daisy.
Have. Yeah, that's right.
Daisy, the cleaning lady.
Lucky you're not lazy.
Or idle.
And there was one other thing that's been happening, big news in the body.
B-I-G-N-E-W-W-W-S.
Come on, David.
I've got a
playful banter takes a lot of time.
But it's funny. It's better than bad jokes. I think it's probably in the category of bad jokes.
Go on.
It epitomises bad jokes.
Go on.
I got a phone call this afternoon from the editor of SydneyAnglicans.net just asking some questions about the potty.
Wow.
And asked how we use it and how it's useful and how we're using it in our youth group and stuff. So I'd actually be really keen to
hear. Did you tell him about our plans for global domination?
I did. I told him how we rigged iTunes stuff.
Yes!
He said, I won't. He's writing some article. He said, oh, I won't report on your ethics.
We're honest about it.
Like, if it was unethical, I wouldn't tell you about the 400 downloads I do every week.
That's right. While on our iTunes, though.
But just quickly.
Oh, sorry.
Before. I'm as a serious email. I'd love to hear after our 50 episodes, how long have you been listening? What do you love about it? Is it helpful? Does it make do you go, this is cool, these are dudes from youth group, I hear letters read out, I hear other friends from youth group, whatever. Like, why are you listening, if you're listening? We're particularly interested in those who actually go to our youth group, so other people, you're more than welcome to write in, but it's not really a competition. Just some feedback. And if you don't want it to go on anymore, well, 50 might be where we pull up stumps. And,
yeah. It's a good number. Good round number.
It is a good round number, but there you go. iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes. This week, we didn't rig it.
We didn't rig it. I didn't because I got a letter from my internet people saying,
stop rigging the body.
You're 80% of your bandwidth. And I thought, I better slow down a little bit. We've stayed in the top 50 pretty well for the week, which is good. And we had some 400-odd downloads a week ago. This last week, I haven't really checked, but it was... It was a good number, so someone out there might be rigging it, but
that's pretty good.
A few downloads. There you go.
Now, we promised that we would play some shout-outs that we would receive. We're not actually sure how many shout-outs we did receive.
Well, I thought we got more than two, but I could only find two this Arvo or yesterday Arvo when I checked the email
again. So if we got more than two, we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Have we played those bottom three?
We haven't played that or that. We've played that.
Have we?
Yeah, it was on the start of the Summer Madness one.
Have we played that?
Benny.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or that one?
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, let's do visual gags. Okay. we want to do shout-outs often.
Yeah. We've enjoyed getting the two shout-outs that we
got. Yeah, it's been awesome. Like, I don't know, what, maximum 15 seconds?
Yeah, that's all we want.
If you're very good, we'll let it go to 20. But... Man, we'll turn it off once it gets to 20.
Yeah, 20
second shout outs. This first one's from Dustin T, all the way from Canada.
Hey, it's Dustin T from Canada, and I love listening to On the Potty with Dave and Dan.
That's not him, but it's funny. This is from HomestarRunner.com. That's all it does.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Dustin T.
Yeah, he said...
Dustin T added CCCU as a MySpace friend the other day. He's got a band. He's a drummer. He's the one with the drum podcast.
Oh.
I should chase it up, see if it's still
around. A Drodcast.
Hey, welcome to On the Droddy. I'm going to be your...
And did we get any other good shout-outs?
Well...
So that was a global shout-out.
That was a global. That was all the way from Canada. Accent and all. We like Canadians better than Americans.
Hi, this is Rodeo Clown, single-handed savior of the potty. Just sending a shout-out to Dan and Dave. Congratulations on your 50th episode.
Wow, that was... I never heard his voice.
Yeah.
All he's ever been is a picture on...
A picture? Rodeo Clown. Thanks, Rodeo Clown. He's from the Blue Mountains. He's one of our non-youth group listeners.
Wow.
I think... Oh, I'm sure someone else has sent one, but anyway, I can't remember. I feel like
we don't know who it is.
Anyway...
Did Nick G send one?
What's that?
Did Nick G send one?
He sent a recommendation for our anniversary.
No.
What I do in Gmail is I star the ones that need to be followed up. And I couldn't... Anyway.
You've only starred... Oh, dear.
Anyway. There you go. Well, there's some shout-outs. We want to hear shout-outs regularly. We might make it a regular segment.
Yeah, we'll call it...
If we don't get 2 shout-outs a week, man, we're going to axe the show.
We so should have axed the show a while ago.
Hey, we've never rigged it.
This 50th episode, it's amazing the way it's fallen.
It's a milestone.
It's fallen on an odd time.
Oh.
What's special about tonight, David?
I haven't slept for the last week.
What could possibly be going on?
P-H-P-H-A-P-H-A-T.
Fat Camp.
Oh! That rhymes with my email account.
Oh, that's good.
A-A-P-T. Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
let's do it one more time. P-H.
Oh, am I going with you?
Oh, yeah. Hey. What was it?
P-H-P-H-A-P-H-A-T. Fat Camp. Oh. Nice. We're on Fat Camp. This is the first night of Fat. And we're going to tell you the theme. As we do every
deja
year.
Deja vu. 2 years in a row now.
That's right. The theme for this year's Fat Camp
is pygmies.
We're going to cut off your legs and make you run around like pygmies. No?
No, what it's crazy scientists.
What is the theme?
Let's try to think of the lamest themes we can come up with. Crazy scientists.
Wild times in the jungle.
See, that's not crazy. That sounds good.
No, it does not.
Wild times in the jungle. I'm a giraffe.
Farm animals.
Oh, everything you ever wanted to know about My Little Pony.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Just trivia.
All the names.
Just all the names, like all the different breeds.
Oh.
Like, just the... Oh, that would be awesome.
How they got those tats.
Well, how good is the T-shirt this
What year? Is the Fat Camp theme, David? Tell me the theme.
Well, it's 2007, so work out the maths on that one.
007.
Bom, 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 bom.
Dun.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's
wrong
not it.
Song.
I'll find the song
dun,
for us. I've got it on here.
I think there's a bit of a spy type of theme.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, you'll already know it, but good times.
Some spy theme.
I've got a top five for you while you're looking that up.
Yeah, give it to me.
Top five. I want you to give us the top five bloke movies.
No, I'm going to up that.
You're going to up it?
I don't want to give you the top five bloke movies.
Well, what do you want to give me?
I want to give you the top five blokes in chick movies.
I thought I was doing that one.
Oh, I thought we were doing it together.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving it to you. I'm throwing it right back
at you. Oh, that doesn't sound planned then, does it?
Yeah,
it's not like we've already talked. Hey,
Sorry, I just got it going. Sorry. So I want you to tell me, think about all the chick flicks you've ever seen.
Mm.
I want you to give me...
Too many.
The top five blokes in those chick flicks.
Ah! One-upmanship! Sorry.
You always give me one-upmanship. I want my own ship.
Hey, are you okay? I've been trying to reach you for a week.
A week? What are you, having a whack attack? So you this afternoon, dum-dum.
That was last Friday.
Earth to Matilda. I was at a day spa. Day. D-A-I-Y-E. Okay.
Lovely.
Name the movie and we'll give you a free Gmail account and we'll mention you twice.
So, I want you to think about all the chick flicks you've ever seen. I want you to tell me the top five blokes in chick flicks. You don't have to remember the names. You just remember the movie and the main male protagonist and what you loved about him.
Can I just say one who isn't?
Yes.
Mark Ruffalo.
In?
Everything. He's that guy that he plays all the movies where he plays with the most leading chick, so they go, let's make sure we get an actor that's not quite as good as the most leading chick.
Well, it's because they spend all their money
on the leading chick.
And they go, who's looking for desperate? Oh. Who's desperately looking for work?
We saw this one
Mark
the other
Ruffalo.
Day. It was maybe the end of last year sometime, called Room Number 7 or I don't know.
Was it with a ghost in it?
No, that's a different one. Was that him in that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. But yeah. Anyway, Mark Ruffalo minus one.
Okay. give me number five.
Number five, blokes in chick flicks.
Yeah.
Mad Max, was that a chick flick?
It counts. There were chicks in it.
They were blokes. Those chicks in Mad Max. I'm sorry.
That was a weird movie.
Chick flick. Well, while I think of one, do you want to tell us a bit about tonight's first fat session?
Yeah, totally.
We sang some great songs. You can tell us about that.
Oh, we sang some great songs. We sang a new song by one of the girls in our youth group, which was pretty cool to see.
LT.
That's what we call here on the potty.
Yep. LT. LT. La da da da.
So that was pretty unreal. We heard it. There was a talk. Dave, you gave a talk on the follow-on from last year's Fat Talks on Idolatry.
Check out the first one at talkcast.ccsyouth.com.
That's right. And the one we heard tonight was on Celebrity with an S. The worship was on Celebrity. It was. But tomorrow, I think it was really helpful. And as I was talking to you tonight, I think that a lot of kids these days, including me, worship bands a lot more than film stars. Yeah, and we're not so much that we worship bands, but we worship the culture of the band.
That's where most subcultures are hooked up with the music genre.
Yeah, so like I don't find myself worshiping a band.
You don't listen to Boyz II Men?
No.
Oh, you would if you did.
But I find myself worshiping the new band. Do you know what I mean? Whatever is new and fantastic, I want a piece of that.
See, I'm a cheapskate, and I get the free download off iTunes every week.
So you get new bands all the time.
But I don't necessarily like them. The best place to go is JJUnearth.com.
Oh.
There's like 10,000 songs on there.
Yeah.
There's some sweet songs.
Yeah. Some of them are unearthed for a reason.
Because they should be buried?
Yeah.
You just go to
unearthed is when you bring them out, right?
Oh, you're saying they're good?
No.
Oh. earthed for a reason.
That whole section fell on his face. But yeah, so I think that's a big problem. And we sang together. It was really awesome, actually, to get everyone packed into that fat hall, and it the fall.
Yeah, we call it the fat hall, and we call it the fall.
Yeah, we do call it the fall. Now,
number five.
Number four. Oh, number five.
It was number five. Mad Max.
Oh, yeah, number four.
Okay, well, we'll go Mad Max in Mad Max. That's number five.
Yep. What do you like about him?
Oh, he's just got that gentle touch. he's got that,
Number four.
You have to be Russell Crowe's character in Gladiator. Sorry. There's a woman in that, isn't there? Chick flicks. What are chick flicks? It'd have to be...
It'd have to be set in the city.
Number four would have to be Matt McConaughey, Matt McConaughey in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, really?
He does lots of things.
I was thinking of him in a few others.
He's in a whole bunch, but I quite like that one. We saw that on our honeymoon, at the movies. So there you go. I quite like that one. There was some clever stuff about it. I liked the double deception type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a mean six-pack like me.
Yeah.
and Dan. yep.
Go on.
It's all about Jesus.
Number four?
That was number four.
Oh, number three?
Number three would be Mr. Darcy.
What do you love about Darcy?
Elizabeth Bennet.
She's hot. The fact that whenever you see him, you know that Bennet's around.
Yep, yep. Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice. I quite like it. Like, I used to hassle Roe about it for ages, and then I finally watched it. I quite like it.
It's a good movie.
I quite like it. It's better than the new one. The Mr. Darcy in the new one is just terrible.
Yeah.
And the Elizabeth Bennet in the new one is... She's nice, but she's not Elizabeth
Bennet.
What's that chick's name? She's famous.
Keira Knightley.
She's nice.
The trailers for Pirates 3 coming in.
Two was bad. They jumped the shark. Do you know what jumped the shark
means? I thought you meant two was the next.
Oh, two, Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
No, what's Jump the Shark mean?
Happy Days, TV show.
Yeah.
Ran for a long time. Very popular. I remember watching reruns when I was in the 80s. And then again in the 90s I had reruns and da-da-da-da. Like when it first aired, they had this episode where Fonzie, he's out water skiing, and he jumped over a shark. Like, there's a shark that comes up, and he jumps over it. And so they pretty much marked that as the turning point where it was just no longer plausible. It was no longer, like, it was the that was the downward slope for the show, and not long after they axed it and everything.
You couldn't get into
and
it.
And so it's actually a well-known term called...
Jump the shark.
Someone has jumped the shark. Like, something they've said, you've just gone, man, they've turned a corner. They're on their way down.
Yeah.
A TV show or whatever.
Oh, really? So you felt that about Pirates too?
I felt that about Pirates too. They jumped the wooden plank. number two? Am I up to number two? While I think of number two, Danny, DJ Dex / the Audio Brothers, he sent us some gifts, Daniel.
50th and, birthday gift.
Yeah, I'm gonna show them to Dan. We'll talk about them a bit, but we're actually going to put some video, like a bit of a tribute to episode 50. We'll put Danny's music on it. We'll put these photos and each one of our episode photos.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
And we'll put a link in the YouTube.
Oh, we're in that. Here we go. Number two.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Must remember to listen to episode 50 of On the Potty with Dan and Dave.
Oh, he does listen. Thanks, Arnie.
A cassette tape On the Potty with Dave and Dan, 50th episode, limited edition, the Audio Brothers. How good is this? Pod D, Chinese restaurant.
Oh,
fill your soul, not your plate. Dave and Dan on the potty. A road, be sure to catch On the Potty with Dave and Dan. We're on the Hollywood Boulevard. That ties in with the talk tonight. On a record, On the Potty 50th episode, limited edition, Dan and Dave. He went for the mix it up, Dave and Dan, Dan and Dave.
Yeah, On the Potty for newbies.
Podomatic Fun, 2007 edition.
I had heaps of stuff in
it. Once you read this book, you'll know what Dave and Dan are on about.
Help understand the pod lingo.
2007 edition. I like this one. The fine arts thing with all these hippies outside it. On the Potty with Dave and Dan, episode 50. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This is my favourite one. Wheel of Fortune. Can I have an N for Nelly, thanks? And maybe a T for Tirana. There you go. On the Potty with Dave and Dan.
Fantastic. Good images. We're going to put them up on our...
We'll put them up. We'll put them on YouTube, actually.
Yeah.
We'll put a special little video. We need to finish then. I'm up to number two.
Number two.
Blokes in chick flicks.
What? Come on, there's so many you're not thinking of.
Give it. Just whisper a few movies to me. I thought of him, and he was probably going to be my two, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I don't particularly like him in Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
But he's sort like he's just got that I'm a pommy and I have a cool accent and as much as I'm a turd, chicks will still dig me.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Notting Hill was quite nice.
He's charming.
Yeah. You see the premier? No. Which one's he the president in? Or is
that... He's not the president. Notting Hill, he's poor, and she's the actress.
There's another one.
Celebrity, like, would have been them.
There's another one that he's the PM in, but we don't need to talk about that one.
Oh, okay.
But there you go. Number one is, not consistently, but based on one movie, Adam Sandler.
Oh, what's the movie?
Pick it.
Adam Sandler, chick flick, Wedding Singer. No.
Close
as in time frame?
No.
Close as in who it's with?
What else did Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, what did he do with her?
Oh, it was a beautiful movie. It's not that old. About 3-4 years.
I can't think of it.
It rhymes with our... It really ties in with our episode.
I can't believe what
51st Dates.
That was a really good movie.
I really liked it. I like how it was a happy ending, but not a Hollywood ending.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it was...
Like every day she has to...
Yeah, it'd be crazy. But anyway, we watched that video. I don't know. We never pay full price if we buy a DVD. We normally get them for $10.
Yeah.
When it came out, we paid $28.99. Yeah. And we have... Like,
it was special.
Man... We've paid 50 cents per view. Like, we've watched
really?
It all. Maybe not 60 times, but we're talking 20 times at least.
Wow, that's big.
So that's pretty good value.
All right. Well, we've got to go because
it's bedtime.
It's 1 o'clock. David needs to finish a talk for the morning. It's 2 o'clock fat time.
Yep. There you go. Anything else to talk about?
No.
Happy 50th birthday.
Happy 50th birthday to you. Ooh, thank you.
That was nice.
No tongue, thanks, Dave.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow, and you're going to hear all these in your holidays, so have fun listening. Send us emails, ccsyouth@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.ccsyouth.com. Rig us in iTunes. No, don't rig us in iTunes in case we break our bandwidth because there's so many episodes. No, rig it. Like, I'm happy. I'm happy if we have technical errors.
Areas? I've got a technical area.
Is it here? Sorry, you're not a girl, are you? Let's do it. Let's spray this to finish.
Don't we have an outro music?
What for?
I thought we had outro music.
What? Like, from Danny?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
Go back to where...
So tonight, when you're wondering what to say, or how you look, or whether or not she likes you, just remember, she is already out with you. That means she said yes when she could have said no. That means she made a plan when she could have just blown you off. So that means it is no longer your job to try to make her like you. It is your job not to mess it up.